Well, I absolutely believe that it is. Right now, it's a largely a legal debate and a environmental debate. I have a feeling that the debate's going to move to the ballot box because ultimately the people of the state of Colorado are probably going to decide the nature and scope of fracking in the future of the state of Colorado.
And on that note, there are currently 17 ballot proposals in Colorado that would in some way limit fracking. The state has even sued the city of Longmont for its effort to prevent that city from limiting drilling or increased drilling. What would it mean for the whole state if, say, Longmont can impose those kinds of limits?
Well, it would certainly be a huge departure from the existing case law. I mean, there's a long history here where the courts have found that the legislative intent is that not only hard rock mineral extraction, but also oil and gas extraction is a matter of statewide concern, and where local governments can do things within their purview, land use regulation and things like that, they can't do anything in operational conflict with those state regulations. So if the court in the Longmont case was to say that they could, it would be a huge departure, and I assure you that we would spend some time in the appellate courts there. But keep in mind, the voters of Colorado or the legislature could change that intent overnight by saying, no, we want local governments to have more of a say, including in the operational aspects of oil and gas regulation.
Do you see a need to increase regulation to protect the environment in Colorado?
Well, my personal view is that the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has been very receptive to increased regulation. Let's start 2007. The legislature changed the composition of the board to make it less industry-friendly and more environmental-friendly. Then we have done some things about setback regulation. We have a disclosure of fracking fluids that allows us to deal with health issues and not betray trade secrets. And interestingly enough, that became the model that the Bureau of Land Management has adopted federally, what came out of Colorado. What we've done now, of course, is I think we're a pioneer in dealing with methane emissions. So I think Colorado's got a pretty good record of addressing these issues. Is there more to be done? Undoubtedly. Is there pressure to do more, particularly as this drilling activity moves closer to residential areas? I mean, that's why it's the controversy it is today. Fracking's been going on in Colorado for a long time. But now that it has become so efficient, so effective, and they're moving closer to residential areas, that's why the public has gotten more involved in the issue. Local governments are more concerned about it. And undoubtedly, there's continued to be tensions that are going to produce a request for more regulation, and I would suspect more regulation.
Is there more to do?
I personally think there may be some more to do in setbacks in residential areas and things like that.
You'd like to see them longer?
It's not so much me, but I know that these residential folks that live in these areas want to see them longer, and I suspect that they'll have sympathetic ears in the legislature and maybe from the voters at the ballot box. From my perspective, it would be not in the interest of the state of Colorado, for example, to ban fracking. That would have economic devastating effects.
What about more local control, though?
That's a good issue. And I think what I'm looking for is a path to how do we give more local control without subjecting the industry to 64 different regulatory schemes, or actually more than that. If every city could, we got 64 counties. If every county and every city could regulate oil and gas differently, that's probably an unworkable sort of thing. So I think we have to arrive at some things that are inherently of interest to the local governments that perhaps we could make clear that they have more authority in without being able to undermine the industry entirely. So it's a balancing act, and I'm really looking forward to, we've got some academics who I think have thought about this. We've got some conservation group people. I think the industry's got to be thinking about where can we give or take, because I think they're very worried about what might happen at the ballot box. And I'm sure we're going to hear about just how extensive the economic interests are here for the states. And I hope to come out with a little clearer vision of how we might reconcile all the various interests.
You mentioned one compromise or one place where local control could be increased would be setbacks. Do you have a number on that, on how far?
I really don't. I don't have that that personal expertise. But I do know from having heard from a lot of local citizens that they think these the state setback requirements, which, by the way, I think the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has already given more flexibility, but they've done it on a state level. And it may be that we need more discretion on the local level, where the folks in a particular community can have more to say about what those setbacks are.
It's 500 feet, the setback for a well is 500 feet from homes and residences statewide, and then it's 1,000 feet from large occupied buildings like schools, daycares, hospitals. You're all facing tension over state versus federal control.
The BLM seems to be adopting some of the policies that the states have decided are the appropriate ones. I indicated that in terms of our disclosure rules in Colorado. And, you know, I've always believed, and all we attorney generals always believe, we're the kind of the laboratories. We go out and we can kind of figure out long before the federal government the proper direction to go. And so the extent that we're leaders, that's not all a bad thing. But we want to make sure that the federal government is a productive player. Keep in mind, we're supposed to get 50% of the oil and gas royalties off federal lands. I say supposed to because the last several years, the federal government has said we're going to take a 2% administrative fee. And I don't know if you know it, but last couple of years, they've been withholding a portion of that money, claiming it's subject to the sequester. And we have some serious issues with that.